It's not cheap to treat water that's been polluted by farm runoff, and cities surrounded by farmland are concerned that the cost is going to keep increasing. Des Moines Water Works tried to strengthen the Federal Clean Water Act by forcing more regulations on farmers, but its plan didn't work, and the Trump administration already has rolled back some rules and may have more in mind. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters looks at the challenges cities in intensely farmed states face when it comes to clean water.
There's an upcoming city council election in Des Moines, and voters here have questions about the city's source water, which has had high levels of nitrates that, untreated, can be harmful to infants and pregnant women. Voters are asking candidates like Michael Kiernan,
is it safe to drink, safe to consume?
Nitrates occur naturally, but are also a byproduct of nitrogen fertilizer that farmers put on their fields by the ton. The Des Moines Water Works spent more than $2 million over 2 years cleaning the river water it uses for its half-million customers. The utility sued drainage districts in upstream farm counties, a lawsuit that could have changed the face of farming in the upper Midwest. But a federal judge said any regulations must come from the state legislature. It shouldn't be a political issue, says city council candidate Abshir Omar, who has a first-hand experience with living with contaminated water. He's a Somali refugee who also lived in a refugee camp in Kenya.
And for us to live in the wealthiest nation in the history of the world, the most technologically advanced society on planet Earth, that we have to fight for clean water, I think that's a shame.
The deck is stacked against cities like Des Moines, says Mark Ryan, an attorney who spent 2 decades with the EPA.
Cities are not in the driver's seat on this. They're being driven.
Ryan, speaking via Skype, says because farm runoff is not regulated, cities have to spend a lot of money cleaning up water. And there are examples from the Chesapeake Bay in the Northeast to Boise, Idaho.
Litigation usually doesn't benefit many people, but sometimes that's the only thing left. But I think we're going to have to get creative if we want to solve the long-term problem of ag runoff.
One solution is having farmers change the way they manage their land and how they apply fertilizer to keep nitrates from going downstream. And right now, that's just voluntary. Tembar Dole farms 2,000 acres in north-central Iowa's Greene County and serves on the board of the Iowa Soybean Association. He says the Des Moines Waterworks lawsuit left many farmers out here mad.
It gets more anger and emotion into a problem, which makes it very hard to solve or improve on the problem.
Bardole farms with his father, brother, and son. They've changed how they do things to help address various issues, such as planting 1,500 acres of cover crops this year. That's a way to keep more of the nitrate in the soil and out of waterways. Tim's son, Skyler, says cover crops cost a lot.
But we see it as the best thing to do for the soil, for the environment, and just the longevity of the farm itself and the ground. And when it comes down to it, too, I mean, we drink water, too.
The state of Iowa and farm lobbyist groups don't want to put more regulations on farmers. But that's not good enough for the Des Moines Water Works. The utility's general manager, Bill Stowe, says the lawsuit may have been dismissed, but they won't back down.
Our responsibility really requires us to stand up into a headwind, even when that headwind is not just industrial producers, polluters, if you will, but the national and state governments themselves.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue recently signaled the Trump administration wants to eliminate more regulations for farmers, but he did not specify what those might be. And U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt says his agency is in the process of redefining water regulations and believes in traditional oversight from states. In Des Moines, Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.